We had a pretty busy week, but there's a lot happening. I got CD on the line over here.
I'm reluctantly on the line. I'm battered and bruised. Let me rephrase that. I'm bloody but unbowed. Okay.
I like. AL will join us shortly. I know he was under the weather a little bit. But anyway, let's go ahead and jump in on the a little bit of the sports talk.
I'll start like this. Okay. Monday night. What was it? Tuesday night. I had the double whammy because my Lakers went down and my Lightning went down. It wasn't to be.
Nope, wasn't to be.
It wasn't that we didn't come to play though. I have to give them that. We came to play. We just didn't have the juice for it. The end of the game and stuff. It was excellent. Lightning stuff was.
I hate to speculate, but do you think this is LeBron's last?
No.
You think he got a little more in him?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just
okay. Look. All right. Okay. LeBron has a player option for next year for $50 million. I don't care how much money he's got. He's not going to leave $50 million.
He ain't going to leave that $50 million. Okay. All right.
But what he's angling for is about a 2-year extension.
Okay.
So he's looking for like another $100 million. He's going to get it. LeBron, if you look at his numbers, even for a guy, his numbers puts him in the top of anything in the league, even though he's 39. He's not LeBron he was 10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's still a top flight player.
Yeah.
And he's a global icon for the Laker brand. I mean, this money is, it's a no brainer for GDN and company.
Yeah. I get it.
He's worth more than what they're paying him to the company, to the league, to all those different things.
Right.
And all this stuff about his brawny and all this stuff. Nah.
You ever heard a little bit about that, about the nepotism bit, you know?
Well, like, nepotism is everywhere in anything.
Yeah. He
declared for the draft, but he's also in the transfer portal. He's probably going to go back to college for one more year. That's okay. So it's just, but it's good. The Lakers, we got to do some work this summer. We got to find somebody. Same thing. I'm a Laker fan. At least I didn't get swept like the Suns did with the high part offense. They got their head beat in by Minnesota with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. These guys make, between those two guys, three guys, it's like a $150 million payroll. Just those three guys on the team. Really? They got blown out by a young Minnesota team.
Yeah. That Minnesota team is pretty nice, though, man.
No, Anthony Edwards is a top flight guy. He's only 20. He's 22. Now, the word I'm getting right now, that Kevin Durant may end up back with the Warriors next year.
That's what I heard, too.
Might happen. Did I just bleep somewhere from AL?
He firing up his machine. I guess he got a time machine. He's trying to
He's cranking it up.
He cranking it all up. But then moving on, what about the Knicks and the Philly the other night? I mean, I thought Knicks were going to close that out. It was a wrap. I said Philly.
Everybody in Madison Square Garden thought they were going to do it.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it was.
And I'm like, what the hell? Then they come once they let Maxey make that shot and get a 4-point play, it's pretty well start leaning towards that the Knicks are going to get something done.
Yeah,
it's just they don't foul the kid on the next round. You foul him.
Yeah,
you got 15 seconds.
Yes,
you let him get to the top of the logo and he drains the shot. I'm not talking about. I can't say too much because Jamal Murray did it to us for two things in one series. Okay, two game winners, but they let him walk up to the logo and drop them.
Yeah.
Now you got to go to overtime.
Yeah.
So I know who's going to win in overtime because the Knicks are deflated. Knicks faithful are deflated. I mean, just you want
to. They got to try to hold on to it tonight. Then.
But Philly, I understand. Like the Philly people, higher ups, bought a bunch of tickets because they complained the last game in Philadelphia was more Knicks people there than Philadelphia people. So they bought all the secondary. They bought all the tickets up and give them away to some Philly fans. They're looking for some energy tonight.
Well, that's how it was with the Celtics. The Celtics game last night. You had no energy from the Miami. I mean, Miami would get the ball and it was dead quiet. It was like no excitement in that room. I mean, then Celtics was up like 30 points at one point. And I looked at
30
it.
Points,
I was like,
done. Done. Yeah, they got.
I know. I'm like, I'm just done. That was in third quarter. I was like, all right, you know what? This is over. I'm gonna go watch Survivor or something. I guess.
So if now. If you're a league, if you Allen Silver for the Knicks game, so if the Sixers win tonight, then there'll be game 7 in Madison Square Garden, like about 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. You can't ask anything for better than that. Game 7 in New York City in the Mecca. So maybe so let's see. But if I'm the Knicks, I'm saying let's end this mess tonight.
Yeah.
Let's do it tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to take the chances.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to take the chances. Not with that. Yeah. You can't leave that up to chance.
But it has
been good. I mean, they've been all good.
All of them been very, very good.
They've been very good.
There's certain things.
Playoffs been exciting.
I was happy because the Clippers got blown out last night, but that's another story. But it's like
That's all you're taking from this? That's the little solace you get.
Welcome, Sharknado. How you doing, sir? You feeling better?
I'm good. I'm not feeling bad. The Lightning got their butt. We're out of it. So that
I watched a little bit of the Golden Knights game on the plane on the way back last night.
Oh yeah, I watched some of that. I was surfing because I ended up late at the place last night with some of the fellas. It was ugly. But anyway.
You see any of the crowds for that game? Like for any of the previous games while you're out there, Gene?
Yeah, it was. People were all over. Had their gold on. They walk around with their little helmets. I'm like,
really?
But
the helmets are cool though.
Yeah, they all in it over there in Vegas. I'm like, okay, all right. I see y'all.
Listen, they're trying to be the next great sports city.
Yeah,
they are going to be.
I mean, they got it. I mean, we got the Raiders. They got the Knights. I mean, come on. There's
two competing groups trying to build an NBA stadium, NBA arena.
Look, man, like,
you got a team yet? Hold on.
Listen, when you're down at the Delano, the Mandalay Bay, right? If you're on that top floor, there's a rooftop bar up there. You see Allegiant Stadium, you see T-Mobile Stadium, you see the Sphere. I mean, nothing but excitement.
So you see the Death Star.
Yes, you see the Death Star.
And the Sphere, I don't know what you call it. The Sphere, I don't know what that is.
Like, the Sphere.
Sphere can be whatever it wants.
Yeah, it is whatever it wants. Well, you too showed you that. Excuse me, fellas, for 2 minutes. Continue.
I got it, man. But everything's excellent. So where are the Magic? The Magic is still in it, though, right?
Magic is still in it. They lost that game. When are they down now? I was going to pull that up here.
Okay, they could be tied up. Magic in Cleveland.
Push up here. Yeah, Cleveland's 3-2 hitting in the Friday night 7 o'clock game.
In Orlando. That should be nice.
There's a whole feature on ESPN.com about Paolo, you know, mad about missing his free throws, and he's, you know, they got a full feature, like get him hyped up, you get him ready. He's like, we coming.
Right. Well,
like, I'm 21 year old, I'm coming.
Just better get out there and play to him.
The French, that's what you gotta do. It's win or go home.
Well,
but it's a lot of pressure. I mean, they haven't won a playoff game in 14 years. Playoff series in 14 years.
Yeah, well, that's me. So that's ugly. But that game's tomorrow in March 7th?
Yeah.
Well, they'll win. It's probably going to go to game 7. I think.
Who? Sorry, I missed that last part.
Yo, Cleveland. Or let Cleveland. The Magic in Cleveland.
Oh.
He just blew him off, man.
What was that, man?
Nothing,
they have a good team. I mean, I like the Magic.
Listen, you to hold on to something. All the legends are already out of this thing. I mean, you need to get on somebody's bandwagon. Come on.
The old school boys are pretty well done up, you know.
But are they in Cancun or in Galveston? I'm confused.
Wow. All right, so we have left? We have Thunder. So we waiting on Clippers and Mavericks to get to the Thunder. And then you got, you know, Timberwolves and Nuggets. Okay. Celtics is in the semifinals. So we wait, you know, of course, Magic and Cavaliers. And then still got Bucks, Pacers, and Knicks 76ers, which I think that's going to end the night if the Knicks can hold on. I mean, they got to try. They really got to try.
Does anybody care about Bucks, Pacers?
No, I kind of glazed right
the
over
people
that.
In Indianapolis and the people in Milwaukee, I guess, Indiana. It's like, who cares about Clippers Mavericks? I guess I can watch the Mavericks, but the Clippers.
You want to watch the Mavericks at least. I know you don't have any feelings for the Clippers over there. So you're not a Clip fan. I get it. I know.
No, that's Rice. That's your boy.
Yeah,
Rice.
No, that's Ian Rice, who's got a good podcast over there talking about the Clippers all day, every day.
Shout out.
But they don't really, you know, but yeah, but still, they're still the Clippers.
Yeah, they still the Clippers.
They still the Clippers.
That's what they still the Clippers. They are still the Clippers. And anyway. I got myself caught up watching a few hockey games. I'm like, man, this is kind of dope, man. All right. And then isn't some baseball going on too?
Baseball's just started. Okay. They just started.
All right.
Baseball has got 100 more games to go, but they just get started.
100 more games. What? You sure not 200 more?
They play 125 games.
A lot of games, man. They play a lot of games.
They play 125 games.
A lot of games.
So the season just started. But down here, you got the Rays. They always have games. Everybody, matter of fact, I was at the bar last night. Guys complaining about they still should move the team to Tampa as opposed to, you know, in St. Petersburg, but that's not going to happen. They're not going to, the city of St. Petersburg, not going to let them leave.
No, not at all. In fact, it's so funny with some of the work that I'm doing. We did a big old, big, huge showcase over at Emily, and I got to go back in there next month. We're setting up all the suites up there with some new tech, some new stuff, and for the next season. So they, you know what? They ready, and they said, let's spend this money. I like that because I see a lot of growth too, even on our lease list. Restaurants, new hotels. You guys about to get an influx of a whole lot of stuff for Tampa and St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
Looks good. It's something like 70 new openings over the next 6 months.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, I feel like my feed, my social media feed in terms of like Instagram, you know, will always be either guys I follow that will talk about new construction, new restaurants, new hotels, or just you get the ads like, hey, we just opened. We're here. Yeah. We're down the street. You know, a lot of new things within the central area. I'm very excited about that.
Central Florida got quite a bit going on. Well, it's the same thing. I was in Miami last weekend, and boy, talk about it. Boom. But I'm going to tell you, though, it's kind of difficult to get a $26 margarita, though. I'm like, I can't stomach that half the time.
Yeah,
I just got back from Vegas.
That's like an Epcot price.
It is Epcot price. So it was so funny. Vegas, right? We hit this little taco spot, right? And it was Taco Tuesday. So this was 2 days ago, Taco Tuesday. And what happened was during happy hour, you got the Casamigos margaritas for like $9, right? And happy hour ended. You know, they just get the people in the door. Happy hour ended like at 6 o'clock, right? So, of course, we didn't think. We just ordered another one. $32 a drink. From $9 to 32 within 2 minutes.
What the hell was they putting in there for $32?
That's what I said.
They were putting in for $9.
It's the same thing they put in for nine bucks. Triple shots of tequila?
Yeah. So here I'm thinking, okay, so if we went up to that price, maybe I'm getting a bigger drink and a bigger maybe I'm getting a fishbowl. Nope. Same little whiskey glass. I'm like, y'all killing me. You guys are murdering me. $26 Casamigos, $32 margaritas. I'm like, man, you know how much the box? Okay, anyway,
I ain't drinking no margaritas.
Well, they make them pretty good.
I'm strictly still Bourbon Rocks these days. I came to
That's one of the reasons I was staying up late last night. We got back late. We tried to catch up stuff, and now I'm gonna be entertained here in a minute because the dog come home today. The dog got her own calendar, by the way. But so I ended up opening up the Woodford Reserve last night. And I haven't drank. Oh man, I ended up with 3 or 4 glasses of that and slept like a baby.
I had to be back up
early, but I slept like a baby though.
I had some. It's
all good.
It's just killer.
Yeah,
that's
What?
I got a little bit of salty caramel with Tennessee whiskey here.
Nice. I'm about to go bourbon real quick, so we're gonna take a short pause, and we'll be back.